Hi, David. I'm Johnny. I'm sorry, Johnny, and then David's next.
Oh, hi, Dr. Wright.
Yes, sir.
A couple of weeks ago, you were giving kind of an historical explanation as to the efforts of Carnegie and Rockefeller, why the medical profession, pharmaceutical industry is the way it is now. And I'd like you to elaborate on that and listen off the air.
Okay, sir. You can not only listen to me briefly because we've got people waiting, but you can also go online and look up History of Flexner Report, F-L-E-X-N-E-R. That's F-L-E-X-N-E-R. And obviously there's going to be varying opinions, but the fact is, and nobody can argue with this, that Abraham Flexner was funded by those two foundations to do this big old report on all the medical schools in the country. And funny thing, those two foundations hope happen to own a bunch of stock in patent medicine companies. So anyway, when the report came out, oddly enough, the natural medicine colleges for medicine closed. Very fortunately, they've reopened since, but they closed. And there were even five colleges. Remember, this is 1920s. Things were segregated. We can't excuse that, but that's the way they were. The five medical schools that worked with black students, they closed too. And all we were left with is the ones that did the approved type of patent medicine treatment. How do you like that? So Flexner Report, F-L-E-X-N-E-R, please read about that online. Again, there's different opinions about it, but if you look through enough of them, you'll come to a conclusion of your own.